Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge. Our Tampa Bay Rays, first place Rays, and it's not even close. They're really just so far in front of the pack. We love it. They're having a homestand this week. So Tuesday through Sunday, the Rays will be playing a couple of different teams, and there's a day game on Thursday, June 8th. So if you're able to get away from work or whatever you've got planned in the middle of the afternoon, it's a 1:10 first pitch to come cheer on the home team here in the Edge District. And certainly, as always, great to watch the games over at Ferg Sports Bar if you're not going to the game. Another exciting news in the district, the Mint House is officially open. So the Mint House is a studio hotel. Each room is a studio. It's 100 rooms. Every room has a washer, dryer, full-size fridge, kitchenette, balcony. They've got swimming pool, barbecue pit, jacuzzis coming in. So they're officially open now. And my understanding is Pride Weekend is coming up and their rooms are selling quickly for that room block for that very popular weekend in St. Pete. And that Pride Weekend is the weekend of June 23rd through 25th. And in the Edge District, the district is celebrating with Pridetopia. So from 8 p.m. till midnight, it's the after parade party in the Edge District. And we have great places like Enigma Bar and Lounge, Intermezzo, Grassroots, Ferg Sports Bar, Green Bench, Web City Cellar, No Vacancy, Hawkers, and it's just so many of our places are opening their doors and staying open late so that folks coming back from the parade can have an all-night celebration with friends. So we hope everyone can make it to that. And that's going to be on Saturday, June 24th from 8 p.m. till midnight after the Pride Parade. I did want to mention a few what I call sweets and sips around the district. So one of my favorite places to get a tea is Tea Bella. And I like to get what's called, I call it Christmas in a cup. So I like to mix a couple of different tea blends together. One is an apple cinnamon and another one is a ginger based. And it's just, it's green and red together and makes my Christmas in a cup. So no matter what time of the year, it cheers me up. If you're looking for a coffee drink, we have Grassroots and Intermezzo are open early and open late. And Intermezzo has full alcohol as well. And Grassroots has a Cava and Kratom for those that like those types of teas. Cellar Masters is a wine bar in the district. All sorts of European and stateside wines. And it's a wine bar as well as a bottle. So you can pick up just bottles or you can stay and have a glass of wine in the wine bar with a really cool outdoor patio area. Summertime, it's a little bit hot to be out there, but certainly it's just a great place and definitely worth a visit. As far as the sweets to go with the sips, we have Cecilia's Sweets, which is a new ice cream and dessert location in the district. They feature shaved snow as well as handcrafted local ice creams. And just a delight. Right next to that is Italy Bottega, which they have an entire case full of cakes and what I call kind of poppable desserts. So small desserts you can just kind of pop in your mouth. And the family that runs Italy Bottega is from Italy. And these are just some of the favorite Italian desserts that you may have gotten if you visited Italy or if you've just been to their location before. They had a pistachio dessert the other day that was absolutely out of this world. So those are just a couple of the sweets that you can get in the district. Couple of last updates. We're in the planning phases for Halloween on Central 3. It's hard to believe it's the third year already, and that's going to be on Sunday, October 29th. And that's 22 blocks of Grand Central and Edge District are shut down for a family-friendly event that goes from noon to 5. So we're in the planning stages of that right now. We are still seeking sponsors to make sure we can have that event. And HalloweenOnCentral.com is the website if you're interested in finding out more about it. And the last note for this week's News on the Edge is kind of a hidden experience. I say hidden, although it's a lot of people have found out about it now, is the Zubrich Magic Theater. So we have our own magic theater in the district, very intimate with 93 seats, shows available Thursday through Sunday. And this is an international magic team, Chris and Ryan Zubrich, that have performed really all over the world. And it's just amazing. When you go there, you will feel like you have seen a magic act that is the likes of something in Vegas or some great national or international location. It's just fantastic. They'll even show you one of the tricks, so that's kind of cool. It's definitely a learn and experience that is unlike any other in St. Pete, and certainly it's a very special part of the Edge District. Well, this has been this week's News on the Edge with Roger Curlin.